the most violent thing I ever did physically happened 5 years ago, and it was it all started in a fight in a car. I had been at a bar with some friends, and the guy that I was there with had left, I think, also to go score some dope, and I was going to head off with these two girls and their friends, hopefully to do the same. And there was some like faint promise of sex in the air somewhere in there. And yeah, so it was three guys, myself included, and these two girls. And I was in the back seat of the huge like LTD or something, a big Impala or something like that. And At the time I was shooting a lot of heroin and coke, but I wasn't smoking a lot of rock, and I knew that this guy that we were with, or no, actually no, I didn't know that he was a big rock head, and I was being hoity about that, making fun of some young white kids that I knew who thought it was like really ghetto to be smoking crack. So I was just mouthing off about that, and this guy who was in the front seat turned around and smacked me and told me to shut up, and I was really astounded and just kind of blew it off because he was kind of a pipsqueak of a guy, but he was just like really edgy. He was obviously, you know, jonesing really bad, as they say, and And he kept giving me shit, and I was kind of surprised. And the women in the car were kind of instigating on both of our parts. You know, they were telling him that he was going to get his ass kicked, and they were calling me a pussy for not doing anything about it, and just like it was a big ugly mess. I continued being obnoxious, and he continued to like turn around and fuck with me, and before we got to, I think he and his friend were getting dropped off somewhere, and before we got there, or maybe I was, or someone was getting dropped off, but he had turned around and hit me really hard, and by that point, I was just fuming, and was talking even more, but then when the car stopped, I remember I just shut up, and I was like, I'm gonna fucking murder this guy, and we piled out of the car, and he was basically like, you know, come on, hot shot, and all that. And he swung at me, and I think he hit me, but it was kind of sloppy, and I remember that I wanted it to be over with really quickly. So I grabbed his neck and squeezed very hard, and I kind of like pushed him down, and I landed on top of him and was choking him, and I could hear his breath like panic, you know, like increase in its rate and then decrease as I increased my pressure on his neck, and but there was still like fight left in him, and so I squeezed harder, and I remember that I could feel my hands had met around his neck. My fingers were interlocked around his around the base of his spine, and yeah, my thumbs were pushing in on his voice box, and I was. At that moment, I would have felt no remorse if this guy had died. Like it, he was despicable to me, and nonetheless, as a result of that, I kind of snapped out of it, and I knew that I couldn't actually kill him. But it took quite a while for me to let go and lessen my grip. And when all this was going on, like the women were kind of making a huge fuss, but not trying to stop anything. They were just kind of watching it all, really rapt. And as it wore on, and all this probably took about 2 minutes or less, but as it wore on, they just became completely silent and almost bored with the whole thing. It's like they couldn't have cared either, and it was sort of that silence helped me, like, oh, this is really fucked up, you know, I have to back off of this guy. And I was expecting to just let him go and him to, like, pop up and act all hurt and, you know, his feelings, you know, like his feelings were hurt and, like, and his pride wounded, but it actually took him a really long time to get up. And he slunk off with his friend. And I was in a daze, and I went back to this girl's apartment, and she was actually kind of excited by the whole affair, and I was totally sickened by it. So I spent a really uncomfortable night in her bed. And then in the light of day, when I was trying to find my way home and she was leading me out of her apartment, I saw that she had this gigantic canker sore on her lip.